You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, we'll talk about Monday's meeting of the Great Lakes Compact Council in Chicago, reviewing Waukesha's plan to divert water from Lake Michigan.
First, Wisconsin is known for having, across the board, some of the best health care in the country. But for residents living in rural parts of the state, access to high-quality health care can be hard to find, with some counties lacking OBGYNs and other specialists.
But a group of lawmakers known as the Rural Wisconsin Initiative have introduced bills aimed at reducing some of these health care disparities.
We're joined now by two members of the Rural Wisconsin Initiative, Representative Romaine Quinn. Welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
And Representative Krug, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's good to be back on the air again.
Well, Representative Krug, let's start with you, the Rural Wisconsin Initiative. We're talking about health in rural Wisconsin, and it's not just about health of individuals, right? This is about communities.
Right. It's about systems. It's about communities. It's about making sure there's access in the most rural of areas. Representative Quinn, myself, the other members of the Rural Wisconsin Initiative have amazingly large and rural districts, and it's hard for folks to even get to healthcare systems. So when they do, we got to make sure the right systems are in place.
And Representative Quinn, how important is this to the economy, the existence of a lot of these communities, to have this access to healthcare?
Absolutely. In many communities, your healthcare systems could be your biggest employers, right next to your local school district. So it is absolutely critical to the economics of the area. And all these issues we have, whether it's our healthcare package or technology package or workforce readiness or education that are in the Rural Wisconsin Initiative, they really all play hand in hand. So they're all a critical component of the future success of rural Wisconsin.
And when I talk to older relatives trying to figure out where they want to settle, they want to be within a certain distance of healthcare. When I talk to my younger cousins with kids, they want to be close to a doctor for their kids. Is that part of the story here, Representative Krug?
It is, and it's always part of the story for rural Wisconsin is the access to services. I mean, we have, you know, like I mentioned, the huge swarm of area that we have that have to cover and to try to get people to, and not only enjoy the lakes in my area or Representative Quinn's area or other areas, but to understand that it's, you know, we're going to have broadband availability, we're going to have healthcare availability, workforce development initiatives. So as we worked in these other initiatives over the last 2 years, we started dealing with the healthcare issues this time. Starting to understand that nationwide things are changing in healthcare, statewide we're going to have to adapt, and even more locally we're going to have to make sure that other things are in place that the state can help out with.
So Representative Quinn, what do you do about this?
Right, absolutely. So there's a number of issues that go on in terms of healthcare. So first and foremost, it's hard to attract people or keep people in rural Wisconsin for the various reasons we've listed. So part of it, too, in terms of access, is actually having the advanced clinicians there to actually do the work. And so one of the bills we have looks to expand rotations for advanced practice clinicians, so such as physician assistants and nurse practitioners. So we're providing rural hospitals with a matching grant because we know their bottom lines are much different than many of our urban or suburban hospitals. So they have the ability to attract and keep those people in their rotations during that time because we know where they end their rotations, they're more likely to stay. So it opens up an opportunity that currently doesn't exist for many rural hospitals and to try and attract and keep some of those practitioners right in our rural communities.
And Representative Krug, how do you do that? That new clinician, they could get paid more in an urban area. They might see more amenities in an urban area. So how do you incentivize ending up in that rural community?
You know, the best incentive I've ever found for anybody to want to stay locally is for somebody to invest in their options to stay locally. And that's what we're really trying to do, is make that investment into people this time around. And this, you know, the Rural Wisconsin Initiative doesn't exist in a vacuum. We're working on other issues in the state budget that go along with this. So when we're talking about, you know, individuals needing access to care, we're working with disproportionate share payments for the hospital association to cover those who don't have health insurance. When we're talking about physicians and clinicians and residency spots, these are all things that the state is weighing on, saying, you know what, we can make those investments. We have the dollars in the budget this time around, so we're going to make sure that as dollars exist, we can put them back into our communities and invest in the people who live there right now, who we want to stay to work for the rest of their lives.
We've been talking about people who do, doctors, clinicians who do the general stuff. How about specialists? I think if I hear about mental health care, people have nothing in the area. When it comes to addiction treatment, the northernmost methadone clinic in Wisconsin, I believe, is in Wausau. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Wisconsin north of Wausau. How do you get that kind of specialty, whether we're talking mental health care or cardiology or OBGYN, you name it?
Sure, absolutely. And you mentioned a couple different important issues. So one, meth addiction and other addictions in rural Wisconsin are taking a particular toll on your county budgets, your local budgets, your law enforcement, and it's a big deal right now. And so we're happy with the work that Representative John Nygren is doing with his HOPE agenda. And part of that, we're looking to work within the scope of his HOPE agenda to apply that to rural Wisconsin. So there's a bill right now outside of the Rural Initiative that would expand the number of treatment clinics from 3 to 6. And these clinics are currently in rural areas, I believe, over near Marinette, one in Ashland, and other places. So we're looking to expand that from 3 to 6. So that's an important component, too. But same thing with OB doctors. I'm glad you mentioned that. So last session, we had a bill to expand the RIPRAP program, the Rural Residency Physician Program. And the Medical College of Wisconsin wanted to use that fund, that increase in funds, to start a first-in-the-nation-ever rural residency for OB doctors, because we know that 1 in every 3 counties in Wisconsin does not have an OB specialist. So it's not saying that family practice doctors can't deliver babies or don't do a good job, but there's something to be said about that. And why would I move to a county when I know I have to drive an hour one way to have my children? To have, you know, my first child. So, again, that's why all of these issues play an important role in the survivability of rural Wisconsin in terms of attraction, retention, and that workforce development piece going forward. You know, and we're happy to see that legislation. Last time, the governor took that and put it in his budget this time. So we're happy that these initiatives are starting to move.
And, I think it just plays to the point that when you talk specialists that, I live in Adams County, one of the most rural counties in the state. We don't have a pediatric dental provider in the entire county. We have to go almost to Milwaukee for somebody that takes Medicare payments for dental services. So as we talk about the bills we're working on today, they're the tip of the iceberg. There are so many other areas that we can make targeted investments in to attract people more to central Wisconsin or to northwest Wisconsin or to more rural areas of the state. So as we get started, this is kind of just where we take off from.
Talking to Assembly Representative Scott Krug and Romaine Quinn, looking at the Rural Wisconsin Initiative, the part that focuses on providing healthcare, giving healthcare access to more parts of rural Wisconsin. Representative Krug, we've talked a lot about the people providing the healthcare, the doctors, the clinicians, the nurses. How about infrastructure? Do we have buildings for them to work in? Do we have the equipment they need in the rural areas?
You know, I have to give the biggest credit in the whole healthcare system for rural Wisconsin takes off, I think, from Marshfield Clinic. And I think having that centrally localized in Marshfield, with offices throughout the northwest part of the state and central Wisconsin, they've become a really integral partner in some of the things we're working on to make sure that Marshfield Clinic and the associated hospitals in that program are, able to maintain their bottom line and still provide affordable care. So I think the infrastructure is there. It's just a matter of making sure we make the investment to help them maintain their services and expand even more into more rural areas.
Representative Quinn, anything you want to add on that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're fortunate in my district. And again, when I say the 75th Assembly District in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, in Barron County, people say, well, you're all the way up north. Well, that's not even the far north. There's much more north than even I am. But we are very fortunate that we have, Marshfield has just recently built a state-of-the-art campus medical clinic and hospital right in the heart of Rice Lake that brings people from all over the area. We're fortunate to have Mayo Clinic services in Rice Lake, and they have a hospital in Barron. So, like I think Scott mentioned, the infrastructure is there, but, how do we help them? Because they're going through the same problem. They can't function as a system if they don't have the practitioners to do the work in these facilities. So how can we partner with them? So that's why it's important, too, is these aren't just grants that don't require anything. We're not just handing money to hospitals. We're requiring, matching grants where the state and these in the various systems come in and say, here's a need, and how can we address this together? And I think that piece is very important, especially when we know that 30 hospitals in the state last year lost money. Mm-hmm. So they're not all profitable. So how can we provide minimal but targeted investments to ensure their success and, frankly, the success of our people in our districts?
Representative Krug, can you talk about the fiscal impact, the budget impact of the health care spending that would be involved in the Rural Wisconsin Initiative?
And that's the nice thing about the things we're working on is that, as Romaine talked about, we really minimize that impact because we're working with partners to make sure that we're making sure there's skin in the game from other partners. So we're, understanding the fact that we have a very large state budget that has many things that are competing, so we don't want to break the bank in all these initiatives, but still want to make sure that rural Wisconsin is getting its share. So we're keeping the price tag as low as we possibly can and making the most targeted investments. Again, understanding that we have to make sure that the hospitals we're working with in the budgets are able to take care of critical access patients and keep their emergency rooms open, keep that bottom line going so we can even talk about expanding in programs for residency and qualified health providers and things like that. So it's, you know, there is an impact to it. Thankfully, we, you know, going into this budget, we got a little bit of a surplus so we can start putting those dollars back into the systems that need them.
Representative Quinn, going over the list, it seems like Republicans mostly or completely on the list on this one. Do you see bipartisan cooperation? Have you talked to your Democratic colleagues on this?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've had bipartisanship on some of the other bills in here. These are fairly new, so sometimes it takes the other side a little bit to warm up to them, and rightfully so, because, of course, you do have some of that partisanship. Some of those games that do exist, unfortunately, in the building, but at the end of the day, I think we're all going to work for the greater good, and I think you're going to see a lot of them working with us, offering amendments with us. And my bill in particular, you know, the second lead on that is Representative Colstie, who's a Democrat, and she has a nursing background, so she was absolutely key in making sure that this was bipartisan because she recognized the need for it. So we do work together more than gets portrayed, and I think you're going to see more and more of that with our initiative because we developed this initiative not on partisan issues, on issues that just make sense for rural Wisconsin, and how do we move rural Wisconsin forward on issues that we can all agree on that don't have a partisan flair. So that's what these bills do.
We'll leave it there for now. Representative Quinn, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Representative Krug, thanks for coming up.
Yeah, anytime. Really, anytime.
We've been talking to State Assembly Representative Scott Krug of Nakusa and Romaine Quinn of Rice Lake. They joined us to talk about new rural health care initiatives being proposed in the state legislature.
Coming up, we'll continue the conversation about rural health care with John Eich, Director of the Wisconsin Office on Rural Health.
We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time.